right, 9:41. We got sunshine, and we are at 11 degrees, where we've been sitting here for pretty much the past hour. All right, talking NDSES Alumni Foundation. Kim Nelson, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see your smiling face.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
It's been far too long since you and I have had a chance to talk. What's going on? You are super busy, and of course, Dreams Auction.
Dreams Auction. That is kind of, it's crunch time. We're getting to that moment. It's a week or a month from today.
Holy
right?
smokes.
Or yesterday.
That snuck
up.
So
the
11th
is, yeah. So we're getting there. April 11th is our annual Dreams Auction. And this, can you believe this? This is going to be our 30th anniversary.
Oh, man.
You know, and it amazes me, you know, how we can continue to make it a success. Mm. But it's because of our community and the people that are involved in our alumni and the people behind the scenes that help us all the time, our volunteers. I had somebody say to me today, well, I'll give you the basket, but I don't know how to make it all pretty. I said, that's okay. We got people to do that.
Well, and that's it. You come up with such great ideas, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how you've been able to grow this thing, too.
Right.
And keep it interesting and keep it relevant. And when it comes to, you know, what it does for the college, you can't even put a price on that.
No. You know, and that's the part that's, you know, you look at the work that goes behind it and the time and all that. But, you know, the price, there is no price for bringing people together and the camaraderie and the excitement that it brings. And the students that are there that help us and volunteer, you know, they feel it and they see it. And that's giving back. You know, they're seeing that, okay, someday I can be that person that gives back.
Right.
You know, and then we have the alumni that show up that, you know, were a part of that 30 years ago, that very first one or, you know, or the 15th one or whatever, you know, because they were helping out. Now they're coming back and they have a table. And I got a group coming up from around the Valley City area. Just a bunch of them. They're getting back together. They've been out probably 12, 14 years.
And they say, that's my college. Of course I'm coming back.
Yep. So we're excited. We've got thousands and thousands of dollars of gifts that have been donated. Some really fun items. You know, we've got some ski trips and we've got some grills and we've got a unique refrigerator that's wrapped with Wildcat on it. And we've got some trips, some pontoon cruises. We've got the seafood boils coming back.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hot one.
Uh-huh.
So we had conversation with the group, and they said, okay, one more year. We'll do it one more year. So that's a biggie. That'll be fun.
I can't wait to see what you finally end up with. So are items still coming in?
Yeah, so we're kind of at the crunch, like I said, crunch time this week. We're trying to get everything finalized and most everything in by the end of Friday or Monday at the latest next week, just because we have to put the book together, and that's what everybody waits for that. So the book will come out on April 1st. Tickets are still available. We still have a few tables. I've probably got about 10 tables left. So if your group of eight wants to get together, you know, you can each, you know, pay for your as couples and sit together at a table, or we have individual tickets too. So
those are going to go quick.
Yeah,
they do.
Yep, and we don't sell at the door. I just want to remind people, and you know, so I need to know before April 4th if you would like a ticket. You can come to the office at the Alumni Foundation, which is in the Stern Cultural Center, or you can call me 671-2187, and I'll get you lined up with tickets. You know, just get a hold of us one way or another at the foundation, and we'll make sure you get a tickets or tables, whatever you would like.
So, how about online bidding? Can we do that?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. So that's another, you know, even a few people that live away or are traveling that weekend, or some guy that's got a knee surgery, and so he's going to sit in his chair. But yes, you can bid online.
All right.
And that, you just go to our website, and it shows you exactly how to get online and get signed up. And once you're signed up, you'll be able to view everything after April 1st. You'll be able to view all the gifts and kind of see. And then at noon on April 11th, we'll open it up for bidding online.
Okay.
And that'll close at 9:30, the same time everything closes at the auction. The only thing you can't bid on online is our live auction. So if you see something on the live auction and you really want it, either you got to show up, or you find somebody that'll bid for you.
Right. Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
I've got a couple that, you know, they just can't be here, but they really want something. So they give us our max bid, and we have somebody that will bid for them. So
do you get alumni coming in from far and wide, too? I mean,
you know, we do. Not, I would say, the Red River Valley, pretty much, but all the way up and down. Grand Forks to Jamestown to Bismarck to, you know, all the way down probably we got some Brookings, Northern South Dakota, and then cities. You know, we have a few people from the cities that come up. You know, as a group, they'll come with family. So
what a great legacy, you know, and you think of how many dollars that the Dreams Auction has brought in in 30 years.
Right. You know. And it's all been to benefit students. Right. You know, in the end, it benefits students. So whatever we're doing, if we're raising money for in another for a program or a department or, you know, going to the challenge grant with the state of North Dakota, fighting for that and getting more money that way. You know, whatever we're doing in the foundation is always for the students. So it's a benefit NDSCS and the students in the programs.
Well, and the foundation's done such a great job with
it. We've had a wonderful ride lately, and it's been a good number of years, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Well, you should be, and you need to take a bow for that.
Yeah, we're excited.
Come back and see me very soon. Let's talk more about the Dreams Auction leading up to it.
Okay,
promise we'll do that.
Yes, I will.
We'll get you on the schedule. Kim Nelson in NDSES Alumni Foundation. Have a great rest of the week. You and I will talk very soon, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. 947 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole.